Our final feature this week takes us to a buoyant boatyard in the Broads. Robin Quine will take us on a visit to Goodchild Marine.
Business is buoyant for Norfolk's commercial boat builders, despite the decline of the traditional wooden craft, one of the region's largest builders has said. Goodchild Marine employs more than 40 staff at its boat-building yard at Burcastle Marina on the Waveney. The firm, established in 1978, builds specialist pilot boats, which are large vessels used to transport marine pilots to ships entering and leaving ports. Traditional wooden boat building is in decline, but the commercial market and offshore energy sector is buoyant, Ellen Goodchild, owner and managing director of Goodchild Marine, said. There will always be yards which specialise in wooden boat building, but they are focusing on what is now a niche market. Few people can afford to have those boats professionally maintained. It is no longer a mass market. Most people don't want to incur the cost or maintenance of wooden boats. The industry needs to adapt to change. It needs to move on if it wants to keep going. While traditional wooden boat building has been described by Broads Boatyards as a dying industry, the expansion of the energy sector off the East Coast has come as a welcome boost for commercial shipyards like Goodchild. The construction and maintenance of wind farms requires fast, manoeuvrable and robust pilot vessels capable of operating in bad weather conditions and choppy sea states. We've been building pilot boats since 1980, but they have got bigger, faster and have to be more capable in bad weather, which they experience more and more the further offshore they go, Mr. Goodchild, who owns Goodchild Marine with his wife Sue, said. In 2008, when the recession hit and the demand for shipping and new pilot vessels dropped off a cliff, Goodchild developed a new wave-piercing design that reduced fuel consumption by 40% compared to conventional boats, saving operators £100,000 a year per boat. Its other benefit is we can board and land a ship at 16 knots, whereas a traditional pilot boat, the sort we previously built, is limited to 6 to 8 knots, he said. If you're the ship operator and you've got to slow your cruise liner or cargo vessel down to 6 knots to take a pilot on or off board, it takes a lot of fuel to get it up to speed again. If you've only got to slow it down to 16 knots from, say, 20, it's not as bad. They're always going to pick the ports with the fastest, most efficient boats, and that's why our boats are in demand. While pilot vessels account for 90% of Goodchild's work, the firm is currently converting a crew transfer vessel to all-electric. Once complete, it will be the first in the world to be converted, Mr. Goodchild said. However, like all businesses, Goodchild has been hit by rising costs in the last year. The rise of national insurance contributions, which came into effect in April, has seen its annual wage bill increase by more than £100,000. The government has made it more expensive to employ people when they should be making it easier, Mr. Goodchild, who employs 40 staff and around 10 subcontractors, said. The moment they introduced the extra levy, everything went up because every business has got to cover their added costs. We've had to swallow it a bit because we're on fixed price contracts. When we bid for a new £1.5 million boat, we can't knock on the door and say, sorry, our costs have gone up. We want to put our prices up. They'd say, tough, you've got to deliver it. Goodchild has also been affected by the knock-on effect of increasing costs for businesses in the supply chain. Container ships are no longer coming through the Suez Canal because of what is going on in the Middle East, so they are having to go on a 3,000-mile detour. It's not only more expensive, but deliveries are taking more time to arrive. We had a boat which was all ready to be delivered to the Port of London Authority earlier this year, but it was delayed for 9 weeks, waiting for one part for a seat. The seats are made in Germany, but the part they needed was made in China, which was stuck in a container somewhere. Brexit and deliveries being held up at customs have also meant more delays. We had a boat where we needed 6 new specialist batteries that are not made in the UK. They were in a warehouse in Holland, full to the ceiling with batteries. They had the one we wanted, but it took 3 weeks to get it. Before Brexit, they would have been here the next day. Now they sit at the docks waiting for customs clearance. More than 30% of Goodchild staff are under the age of 30. But Mr. Goodchild fears that the latest increases to employment costs could see fewer bosses in the industry take on trainees and apprentices. There will be employers who are busy and have the work but can't afford to take on a trainee, he said. We're fortunate that we're big enough and have enough capacity in staff to be able to. As you grow in numbers, taking on an extra pair of hands has less impact on overall costs. But there will be a lot of small businesses who will feel the cost of training will be prohibitive. And if you don't train, you don't have a business for the future. You have to invest in young people, bring them on, and make the opportunities attractive for them. If you don't, the business and industry isn't going to survive.
Thank you, Robin.